I have never prayed to you before. I have no tongue for it. No one, not even you, will remember if we were good men or bad, why we fought or why we died. No. All that matters is the truth to the many. That's what's important. My Lord, please, you, Crom, so grant me one request. Grant me revenge. And if you do not listen, then the hell with you.
Well, hello, and we are back again. One day I'll tally up what episode we're on, but screw it, right? Today we just bullshit a little bit. We're going to touch over my quick experience with Warcry. And so, it's pretty neat, giving my views on it and stuff. If you don't like it, turn it off, I guess, right? I'm sick. I live in Michigan. I always get sick every freaking summer, so excuse me. Sniffling, coughing, and stuff like that. The noise behind me is the trusty AC. It's staying on. Okay, so we got that too. So we gotta see, what have I done? I've played no games. Played none at all. Kind of bummed me out, but I have worked on the hobby. I finished up my Night Lords. I don't know if I remember doing that last time. Now I'm doing the whole nerdy thing where I'm doing the backstory and their demeanor and names and crap like that. So, yeah. Just give me a few weeks and you'll hear my extreme nerdiness come out. So, that being that, did I get anything in mail? Oh, no, I haven't. I was supposed to get a Malifaux book, the Dead Man's Hand faction pack, and a Fate deck with new art from it. It was supposed to be here July 10th. Still waiting on it. They assure me they're getting them. They just were short-staffed and stuff. Well, not short-staffed, but shorted. So, I'm checking every day. Like, Ralphie off the Christmas story, waiting for his decoder ring. Let's see. So, that's stressing me out. And I made a order from Weird on their Gen Con sale. So, I would get the alternate Seamus, the girl. But I did get Bone and Brine box set. It looks fun. I mean, I don't have a plastic Molly. And I don't have Philip and Nanny. Or plastic Rogue Necromancy. So it just made sense. Let's see. I bought another rule book because I don't know where it is. Where it's coming. Why isn't it here yet? All that crap. And two faction decks. This was really hard. I wanted to buy them all, and I was just going to two shipping addresses, so I had another alternate Seamus, but no, I had to watch what I spent. But so, it was very difficult which ones to pick. Good arguments can be made for the guild, Neverborn, but 10 Thunder, I got everything. I'm going to put a picture of my cabinet with the painted units I have in it, or the crews. Yeah, I'm not joking. So I gotta get everything anyway. But I did Outcast and Bayou because gremlins are where it's at, boys and girls. Bam! Mic drop. And more importantly, pigs. Anyway, so that's all I've been doing: painting, list building, waiting for the mail, doing a little research on everything. And this research brought me into the day. Yesterday I got a package from Flipside Gaming, and in there was two of the Warcry faction packs. Now I'll get to that in a bit. I'm jumping. So let's go ahead and talk about my idea of a Warcry. It's only a natural evolution of a fantasy skirmish game, so I think that's pretty cool. And I knew once we saw Kill Team, something for the fantasy players was on its way. It had to have been. Because they've had successful games in the past, the small little warband type things like Mordheim and Necromunda and stuff like that. So, so we're sitting here. Sorry, guys. I'm very sorry. But anyway, I'm sitting here looking at it, which is like, okay, so I'm weighing out the options. I could go to the starter box, get the two crews, which I have no interest in at all. Maybe if my wife wanted to do the beast ones. But I thought about painting up the iron golems or whatever they're called and selling them. Giving them away, I don't know. I'm doing that with the Aleutian Star Striders too, because I have the cast of Serenity as my rogue trader kill team. So yeah, just simple as that. But in the box is a bunch of terrain. It's pretty cool too, because there's scaffolding and everything. So it looks pretty decent on train. Of course, it has cardboard mat to play on. Comes with a rule book and all your cards. Okay. So, let me tell you, when I picked up Kill Team, I was ecstatic when I just looked through the book. And I was just like, well, I'm going to get this because I want... Yeah, so I wanted a mat, and something about the Kill Team really appealed to me, and I know it has for other people as well, is that it took something that we're used to, or not. It depends if you were upset with the whole last rendition of 40K, which didn't bother me too much. I like the changes that were made to it. So, yeah, I still have an army I'll play, I guess. But, far and few I'll get somebody to play with as well. So I'm looking at this Kill Team, and it shows it's got everything that's pretty much there. All the cards are there. The rulebook has all the factions at that time in the rulebook, and that was beautiful because you can, with the point totals, background story. I can't say enough about how well the rulebook for Kill Team is. Not so much for Rogue Trader, but that's another day. So I'm like, okay. My Malifaux stuff is not here. I want to do a podcast. I'm fiending. I got something new. And I was just like, I've been seeing the pictures for these war cry models on Facebook and stuff, you know? And I was like, I had no idea about the game. So I'm like, okay. So I'm looking at the different crews, you know. We have Iron Golems. Who cares? You have something Beast. Could be interesting. Iron Fang. Remind me of Dark Elves a little bit, but they're not. The Cypher Lords, which I think are all female with masks, so it's like, looks like the same dress from, they're dressing like the characters off of, Emperor's New Groove. Yeah. So that's how I related that. We had the, Corvius. I'm probably gonna butcher this, but anyway, I'll get back to that. Well, we had these bird guys, so they remind me of the rattling, guys off of Necromunda. They had the Underhive dwellers. And these were pretty cool. And then they put out pictures for this Unmade. So I'm like, okay, so I don't want the ones in the box if I buy the box. I want the scenery. I want the rule book and cards. And you don't want any of the... Sorry, everybody, sorry. I don't want any of the crews that come in the box because they don't call to me. And to be honest with you, look-wise, the crow people look pretty good in the Unmade. The little bit of story you get from them, that's who I'm going to play. But, more importantly, let's talk about a new game. $144. Do not know if it will happen. Rulebook is its rulebook, and just so happened to be I had a little bit of money on PayPal. And I could buy the Warcry book with PayPal money for the iPad. So, that's what I've been doing today. I've been just going over the book and checking out. Anyway, I forgot what I was saying. But, so yeah, $144 for the box. The map, double-sided map, terrain is pretty good. And outside of, I think, the terrain that's in the box, I could be wrong. It's recycled and reused from Fantasy or Age of Sigmar. Kind of like they did all that stuff for Kill Team, that they just used existing stuff and went from that. Okay, so I'm like $144. I was like, I still gotta pay $42 for a crew. But then I was like, hold on. I picked up the Mantic, Vanguard rules. I'm so sorry. Okay, picked up the Vanguard rules. Yeah, found them kind of chunky. Then I got the Hellboy game, and I dropped that because I was playing Hellboy. Just painting Hellboy. But I was just like, the thing that got me is I could have played Undead. I'm a longtime Warhammer player. I've played Skeletons, the Undead, for many, many moons. Even back in the second edition, I think, where you had cardboard cutouts for you, like your griffin and stuff. I mean, it's weird shit. But I've always played Undead, so I picked up the Vanguard, and, well, the Undead really didn't jump all at me. It was simple for Warband. It wasn't what I wanted. So I went about my merry business. I found out these faction packs. So I was like, what is a faction pack? So it is 60% waste of time. Meaning that they give you their abilities and crew lists on one card. And their individual cards for the game show what they do with attack, damage, blah, blah, blah. But all these other cards are in foreign languages. You get one. I mean, no matter what freaking language you speak, you'll get one in yours, and the rest will be junk, too. But looking at the Legions of Nagash, really ain't freaking floating my boat too much. We have the Necromancers. Surprise, surprise. Skeleton Champion. Skeleton with a spear. Skeleton with Ancient Blade and Shield, it looks like. There's one guy that's a Wraith Guard, but he's got a spiffy name to him. But don't worry about it. And a Great Sword, white, and a shield and sword white. Unlike fantasy, you don't get any goofy stuff. So I picked up that. I was like, okay, I play Undead, let's try this. Meaning that if I just got the book, winging it on the cards, I can learn how to play this game and keep going and stuff. But something cool came out. I had gotten into Age of Sigmar with a Nighthaunt. I love the models. I really, really, really do. Matter of fact, I use them for Kill Team, too. Unfortunately, there's only 6 model choices for the Nighthaunt. And 7 for Legions and Nagash. Then I get over with the little things in a bit. So I picked these up because I want to paint up some Nighthaunt. Like, you know, in the cool whites and greens and stuff. So, I was like, here I am. My Malifaux stuff's not in the mail. I'm going down the slippery slope of picking up another freaking war game. So, I told myself, well, let's do this. So, I was like, let's do this as painless as possible. Book. Check. Crew. I got Ghosts. That's where I'm going to play. Check. I was like, okay. I had some fantasy terrain that got sold. Not by me, but oh well. So I was like, I want the graveyard or whatever. The Colossus, you know. And the graveyard. I saw on, eBay, that someone was selling the graveyard with the buildings and everything for $76. I was like, alright, that's pretty much the Garden of Moor. I'm going to get it. But then I started to scroll down more, and I saw they were putting out Warcry board with the scenery for basically the Garden of Moor. And looking at it, I think it's just a repackage and branding. Same price as what both would cost me. Plus, you already know my answer for this one. It comes with a double-sided cardboard map. I think it's freaking fantastic. It kind of is like a big paradigm shift when I'm so used to playing big armies. And, you know, a lot of Kings of War, too. I do Kings of War. So, these big armies on a table, you know, a flock table and stuff. And it looks great, but something about, like, in Kill Team, everything fitting on that little table. as I thought, pretty cool. Maybe, you know, I'll fool around with it. If I don't do nothing, Warcry. I mean, I'm going to need the graveyard anyway, because I want one for Metaphor. And, yeah, we'll see where that goes. But I got the book today, so I'm going to just hash over a little bit about the book. And then we'll go from there. And I don't know. Alrighty. Okay, differences between this book and the Malifaux book. Well, there's two different game systems, jackass. sorry. Let me see. Difference between these books, as I notice. Pretty cool pictures. Some lack of, if there is flair for the armies, they're in the beginning when they talk about stuff. So, all in all, this is the Age of Sigmar skirmish game. It's played exactly like, probably, Age of Sigmar, pretty much just like Kill Team plays like 40K. And I was wondering if they were going to do that, you know, with the Warband, with the Warcry thing too, because I didn't know if they were just going to carbon copy what they had for that one, goes for the other. Being that I think you can kind of do that with War Machines and Hordes. But anyway, book's okay. sorry again. Buying books digital. It's nice because I can have it in bed without light. I can have it at work. Well, worry about the book being folded and stuff. As for the contents, the way it looks and everything, it's nothing new. It's just a freaking, it's your rule book. And they didn't have to print this. This is just carbon copy from what they sent to the printers for the regular books. And you're paying the same price. A little bummed about the price. It should have been like half off. I just think they are. We get a little bit of maps and stuff. Reminds you of Lord of the Rings. Then they give you a brief little thing about the crews. One's the Iron Golem. The other one's the Untamed Beasts. We have the Corvus Cabal. Those are the crow guys. The Cypher Lords. Which I think they're all freaking women, but okay. The Unmade. Yeah. The Splintered Fang. They look cool. Scions of Flame. I haven't seen anything about them, so they could be kind of cool. And the Spire Tyrants. Not going to lie to you, they got a silhouette of these people. The one guy looks in. But the Spire Tyrants look like Vikings, so that could be pretty cool. Oh, I forgot the box, too. Does come with some creatures, because when you're making a little rift and you want to go fight other war bands, apparently you're going to go through these portals that are guarded by creatures. So those come in the main box. This reminds me... I'll get to it in the end. Okay, so we got all the stuff. They showed the figures for Iron Golem, the Untamed Beasts. They look cool. Cypher Lords, they do... They're cool. Corvus Cabal, I think they're the best looking ones. Splinter Fangs, pretty cool. The Unmade, the creepiest. That's all they give us for pictures. And they tell us how to play. Now, going off... Now, going off what I know about Kill Team and how it kind of plays pretty much like 40K for the most part, I was wondering, well, I never learned to play Age of Sigmar, so let's give this a try. And plus, I have ghosts. So, we got our core rules coming in. We got tokens. What would these games be without tokens? Wounds and magic abilities, blah, 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 tools of war, and then go through the card, which I'll... try and explain it the best I can. Alright. Each warband comes with a fighter and ability card. One side is army's special things that they can do. Spells and stuff like that you can spend points in. And on the other side, it shows you what you can take. I don't know. I'm kind of torn on this. But, okay, this is what I'm torn, okay? We got the undead, we have two different types of skeletons in champion, two different types of whites in a champion, and a necromancer. In essence, there is only one, two, three different things you can pick, plus a necromancer. That's how I'm looking at it, because, like, in kill team, it's just like, well, I can have two gunners, you know, intercessor gunners, and they can add this and this. Outside of getting magic items, I don't think that you can do any changing of these characters. But we'll go on. And the player cards, this is what we're going to be dealing with. And there's a lot of information on the card. Of course, there's the model, the faction, any special abilities they have, such as the flight with night hunt with flight. Imagine, if you will, a pie chart and separated like a peace symbol. Now, going from the left upper will be square 1, right upper square 2, and middle will be square 3. Okay, so we're looking at our stuff. We got square 1 or pie piece. That's what you move. In this case, when I'm reading it right now, this golem guy can move 5 inches. Next up, he's got his toughness. He's got 4 toughness. And down on bottom, where I said it's the middle piece, that's how many wounds he has. So this guy right here, 15 wounds. Alright, not too bad, right? Anyway, and down below it, there's some of them have one bar, some have two, and they're separated into 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 little boxes. First one either being a ranged attack, well, different weapon. But most of these guys come around with two different weapons. You go over one box over the side, is what that weapon does in the range. You go one more box to the right, it's its attack characteristics. Continue to go right, we got strength, and then last one, we have damage. Pretty simple. No tailoring. So, yeah. I don't know why. Now, oh, sorry. Okay, now, general rules, blah, blah, blah. Let's see. The guards remind me, kind of like the bigger cards anyway, the ones you got for Age of Sigmar when I tried to play it. And like I said, I gave up on it. It's a lot. Kings of War is better. I'm sorry. Oh, it's just, there's such things in fantasy combat. It's fantasy, I get it. But we got armies lined up on the battlefield. There's flanks and rears, and Age of Sigmar doesn't do that. And it bums me out. Okay, we have a whole bunch of cards, too. We have, well, for one, we have battle groups. So you gotta break your warband into 3 sections for deployment, basically. One becomes, I forget what they say, but we got a terrain deck that tells us which one we're playing on. We have a deployment deck that shows how we're deploying in the terrain we have. We have a victory deck that gives us special scenarios for victory, of course. And we have a twist deck. Seems like a Malifaux thing, but anyway. Let's see. We keep on going. Why? Oh, now, but looking through, we can get objectives and treasures. I was like, okay, so now this is something like Frostgrave. Forgive me if it is not. I haven't played this yet, so I haven't played Frostgrave. It would be simple. Now, uses 6-sided dice. We'll get to that later. It's a weird mechanic. I might put up that, that video I have. See if I can link it. It walks you through what people, what characters, or what you can do in the game. So it's pretty cool. Now, not only do you have your army's abilities, you also have universal abilities, 5 of them that anyone can do. So we have our move actions, we've got normal moves, we can jump. That's pretty cool, especially with shit coming out. You can fall, you can climb, you can fly. A lot of flyers. Pretty much close to how you're moving a freaking kill team. Attack actions. It goes on the same chart, kind of like which Games Workshop does. Like, strength is greater than toughness. 3 through 5 to hit. Critical is 6. Strength is equal. 4 to 5. You know, so it does kind of like the regular things. There is weight actions now. Now, your warband, everyone can take 2 actions. You can wait, you can move, you can attack. That's basically what we got. Wait, move, attack, yeah. So we got them. So you get 2. If you want to do a wait, you just use one of your actions to wait. Now you gotta be careful. I think, if I read correctly, if you use a wait one as your action, you give up your action the rest of the phase. This game is played character to character. Like, you do something, I do something, you do something, I do something. So that's pretty cool. Of course, we have all the things, like terrain and stuff, chaotic beasts and thralls. Rune markers, holy shit. I'm just going to say, there's a lot. And I was just like, oh, sorry, I'm dumbfounded. Manifold got rid of some of the conditions to make it easier and stuff. Well, not this. 2 pages full of different rune markers you can have. Of course, you can play this 3 ways. You can play open play, match play, and narrative play. So, right. Which I've only played on match play and kill team. None of the other ones. We go in the next of the book. There is 1, 2, 3. Okay. Yeah, they just show us how to do that. And then it shows how, show us some pictures again, and tell us how to play campaigns and stuff. And that's pretty much like Kill Team, where it's pretty cool. That's when you can start doing stuff, collect treasure, and make your stuff better. But with only so many choices, I don't know. Because there's an aftermath sequence in the campaign. Let's see. Artifacts. You can get artifacts and all this stuff. There's tables. Like I said, you're searching for gold, glory, and fame. Or glory and fame might be the same thing. But anyway, our battle plans. They waste up a lot of time in this book with 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 pages. Then show you campaign section. Quite large. I'm going to say up in the 20s. Holy shit. But anyway, and some of them are tailored towards different armies. And that's all of them, not just the ones that coming out for Warcry, but the armies that, if you have Age of Sigmar armies, you can play too. So, I mean, there's a lot of information to process in the book. I was upset with it. I haven't got down to start putting, you know, breaking it down, what I can do here, what I can do there. But recently I'm upset with the book. There is no sections that break down every unit that you could take, like in Kill Team. And they have the background tables where you make up your backgrounds. You roll the name, roll the origin, and stuff like that. So it's kind of weird. They half-assed it. Compared to Kill Team, which was a little bit more complete. Like I said, it had the same thing they have with these tables. But they just have more. And I don't know. Some freaking warbands and Kill Team only have 1 or 2 selections as well. So I don't know. I just would like to see at least 5, I mean, or 7, the ones exclusively for this game that we're getting something new for us to see more background and better choices and better layout in the book. And so, go through all those. Daughters of Cain, Bone Splitters. We got more battle plans. I was like, oh my god, they will waste time putting all the cards in here, all the twists and everything like that, but they won't put character information. Of course, they give you a page you can copy with their permission, make your team, 2 pages of that, and I don't really know any other one. I mean, it's like just 2 pages of tokens. What are you supposed to copy that too? I don't know. Then they say your journey continues by our Age of Sigmar book. So, first glances. I don't know. It should be fun. I'm hoping it's fun. Kill Team. Fun. Warcry, do not know yet. And like I said, to put together an army too, it's obviously warbands are freaking 1,000 points. And I was just like, kind of silly, I think, but to just put out such a large number, but it makes sense. They just made the guys individually, you know, expensive. Like, there's this one guy, and it's like, we don't even get a freaking name on him, but he's 150 points. He's one of the, he's one of the guys from Night Hunt. 135, 195, 220 for the spirit hosting, 80 points for the little guys, and the middle guys, 120. So, if we were just to say play one of each of these for the Night Hunt, which they gave you, which I'm assuming you don't have to go through. I hope people aren't like stupid about it and say, well, you have to have a card for every one of your guys. I was just like, I get it. I do get it, but let's see. We got 80, 220. So, we got 300. 3, 4, 95, 4, 95, plus 4, 5, 4, 95, 5, 95, 6, 30, 6, 30, and 750, 750, 8, 9, gives 900 points worth of cards in those, Night Vault. I know, Night Hunt, but like I said, you might be able to double up on them and stuff like that. But that is, I'm gonna get some games in. Like I said, it's worth a try. I'll go over a little bit more. I'm gonna watch some more videos too of play and everything, and I'll let you know how everything goes in the end. But that's my throwing together episode for tonight, and yeah, I don't know what I have next time. Maybe some geekery, I don't know. Remember, if you're not having fun, stop playing the game. Alright, see you soon.
naked. Of that lie thy soul hath spoken.